Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
There's a lot of talk about Made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has four manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
Well, the cattle futures gave back the end of the week gains last week. We were down a dollar to $1.80 in the first 3 months of the feeder cattle. In March, we're at 142.30, down $1.62. And that index is a little bit below the market. Yesterday it was 140.03. So we're still roughly $2.30 away, and we've got about 2 weeks left for that contract to wind down. Oklahoma City today has roughly 15,000 head in. It was called early steady to $2 lower on both feeder steers and heifers. Of course, will be more detailed later on, but calling in a little bit lower here. Now, the on-feed report Friday was really a pretty neutral report. On-feed was 100%. We were looking for 100.3. Placements, 95, which were 5% lower than last year, but they were roughly 2.5% larger than the expectations. And then marketed, 103%. We were looking for 102.3%. So right in line with expectations, really, on the on-feed report Friday. Now, live cattle today ended up about 75 lower in April, 128.95. The majority of the cash trade last week finished from 128 to 128.50 in the south and around 205 in the north. So that was right in line and steady with where we were the previous week. But the disappointing thing is we're starting the week in a pretty negative tone.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Due to inclement weather, Quartermaster Creek's annual spring bull sale has been rescheduled. Sale is now set for Wednesday, March 13th at 12:30 at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. This year's sale still features 102-year-old bulls sired by leading AI sires, plus 70 open-yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. Sale books on request or online at www.quartermastercreek.com, or for more information, call Mike and Annie Schweitzer at 580-445-8275. Quartermaster Creek, real life, real beef.
Today's grain market was weaker again. We had wheat down 11 to 12 cents. That is new contract lows again for the wheat, and that put July Kansas City at 428 and a half cents, down 11 and three quarters on the day. Going back historically, looking at that, like a 5-year chart, for instance, this is the lowest we've been. We've been averaging somewhere around 540 for the July wheat, and so we're about $1.20 below where the average is. So pretty disappointing there, and really a dollar since the 1st of February is what we've sold off. So just a little over a month, a dollar lower. Corn today was down about 2 cents. Beans are down 5.5 cents. We had a delayed export report this morning, which was neutral for wheat and beans, and a little bit negative for the corn, below expectations. This morning early, we did have a export announcement of 926,000 metric tons of beans to China. Really disappointing considering we were looking for somewhere around 10 million metric tons. So that would really be considered disappointing. And then here late in the day, I've seen that in the new budget, the 2020 budget, Trump has proposed a cut to USDA subsidy funding down to 48% of the crop insurance subsidy, down from 62%. And the overall cut about $3.6 billion from $20.8 billion last year. So cuts there on the USDA proposed budget. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.